You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's oldest culture is sharing experiences with some of Australia's newest residents. Young people from the Indigenous and South Sudanese communities have met together in Melbourne to discuss racism and changing the outlook for the next generation. A fierce opponent of the Australian government's African gang rhetoric, South Sudanese woman Nyawech Fouch was there to tell her story.
I realised just how serious the issue was, you know, that the media can, you know, make somebody feel, you know, powerless and also make somebody feel like a target and also generalise the whole community.
Ms. Fouch has been a powerful voice in the community since experiencing the death of her cousin, who was murdered in a racially motivated attack in 2007.
I've seen the act or his death kind of impact my family greatly, and I also saw it divide my community in terms of everybody was now afraid for their children and afraid for their siblings.
Ms. Fouch is one of many South Sudanese people who shared a panel with their Indigenous counterparts. Hosted by Melbourne University, it was the first formal meeting of the two minority groups in a bid to discuss justice, challenges and the resilience of their cultures.
Having this discussion with the Aboriginal community has taught me that, you know, we need to work together and we need to empower each other to do more about the problems impacting our community.
Executive Officer of the Koori Youth Council, 26-year-old Indy Clark, says there is great power in knowledge sharing and supporting each other.
One of the first times ever, we're genuinely listening, value and acting on the voices of children and young people behind the scenes that are normally silenced and unheard, and truly actually elevating their voices to a level where, you know, our decision makers and everyone has to listen.
In his role at the Koori Youth Council, Mr. Clark is responsible for expressing the stories, needs and desires of young Indigenous men and women in a way that policymakers can understand. While this work is only taking place in Victoria, as is much of South Sudanese activism, Mr. Clark says young people from both communities must continue to use their platforms to make change all around Australia.
Now, too often we're seeing our communities and our young people and, both children, both our sense, they're being talked about and talked to, but not talked with.
It was an emotional experience for many on the panel as they retold stories of racism and struggles with identity. One Indigenous panel member expressed her appreciation and pride in each other's willingness to speak truthfully.
I think there's a lot of learnings that we can have from each other, and to sit here and be, I think I felt so impacted by everyone's story that was shared today as well.
Themes of racism and exclusion were felt by both communities, saying living in fear was normal in their everyday life. South Sudanese man Sebit Gurech told the audience how the African gang stories in the media made him feel even more isolated.
I started realizing that people started looking at me differently. I've always dealt with racism, but now it's a different type of racism. Now it's overt.
All panelists agreed they no longer want to focus on the negatives, but wanted to highlight the achievements of the young people in their communities, reviving a sense of hope, resilience and pride. Mr. Gurech says solidarity with the young Indigenous community makes him feel more connected to Australia.
Knowing someone that's been in the same world that you've been in, that you've tried to tell other people about that world, and those people will say that world doesn't exist. But you're like, I was in that world.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.